Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello, welcome back to the show. I am talking today on Destination Day, one of my favorite episodes to record. If you're new around here, every month I try to do a Destination Day episode where I talk about a destination that I have been to and give you all of the insight on how I got there, where I stayed, what there is to do, and just kind of go over the entire destination, if you will, and share all of the wonderful places that you can go. I know there are so many places in the world to travel to. I've only been to a handful of them, but I tried to bring you lots of inspiration because points and miles can literally take you absolutely anywhere, which is the most amazing thing. And so there's just a lot of places to choose from. And I hear all the time, I'm like, there people ask me, I have no idea where to go. Where should I use my points? And it's hard because there are so many places. But today we are talking about the destination of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. This park was so big. I didn't realize how big it was. We were only there for 2 days. I wish we would have spent more time there. It was so beautiful, and there's a lot of different, it's very remote, but there's also a few cities around the outskirts of the park that you can stay in. And so we're going to talk all about that today and how I got there, and see if you have a desire to go there as well. So the national park is in Tennessee. I actually flew in to, so my sister lives in South Carolina near Clemson. And so we wanted to drive through the Great Smoky Mountains. And so it's about an hour drive. There's a highway that goes through the park. And so it takes about an hour to drive through that highway. It's a gorgeous drive. Absolutely beautiful. We actually drove through it twice on the way up and then on the way back down. So it was a really pretty drive. We saw some elk when we drove through. We drove around some of the like tour loop areas trying to find bears. That's really what they're known for, is black bears. Apparently there's a ton of them within the park. We never got to see any, unfortunately, but we did see some elk through the drive. But really just gorgeous viewpoints, especially when you get to the top into the valleys. There are creeks and water running absolutely everywhere, which I loved. Me being from the desert, I don't see a whole lot of water, so it was so pretty to see all of the waterfalls and the gorges and all of that kind of stuff. So what we did was me and my daughter, this was a girls' trip, me and my daughter flew southwest from New Mexico, actually El Paso, Texas, to Atlanta, Georgia. We really wanted to visit Helen, Georgia. It is the cutest town ever. It's a little tiny, very touristy German town. It's right along a river. I don't remember which river it was, but all of the like the architecture of the buildings and everything was so cute. It literally felt like you were like in a little German town. They had multiple restaurants, like little candy shops, little tourist shops. They had a really beautiful restaurant over the river. Basically just like a little walking town, ice cream shops, things like that. So we knew we wanted to go there and check it out. So we flew into Atlanta. We used Southwest points. I believe it cost us, I think it was like 35,000 points total for me and my daughter. She is almost 2, but I decided to get her own seat just because she loves to move and squirm around, and I didn't want to just hope that there was going to be an open seat. So I went ahead and just bought her own seat. So we got 2 of us flown over there on Southwest, flew into Atlanta. My sister picked us up. We drove up to Helen, Georgia. It was about 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours north of Georgia. So we stayed there for the night. We stayed in a Marriott courtyard. And we used a free night certificate. I believe it was around like 32,000 points a night if you wanted to use points. But we used a free night certificate that we had and stayed in the Marriott. There wasn't a whole lot. It's a super small town, so there wasn't a whole lot of options. And so, of course, there was no Hyatts. And we stayed in the Marriott, which was really reasonable and a great way to use your free night certificates at some of those like Courtyard Fairfield Inns where there are not very many points. So we stayed there for one night, had dinner there, woke up, had breakfast. All the food was okay. I was kind of expecting it to be a little bit better. We had like the bratwurst and the pretzel with beer cheese and like all of the German things we wanted to try. And they were good, but they weren't like great. I was expecting to have a little bit better food while I was there. So I was a little bummed. They had an amazing candy shop though. I got tons of like chocolate truffles and they had candy apples and all kinds of stuff. That was a highlight for sure. They had a really cute miniature golf section where you could go play miniature golf. And then there was like a little ice cream shop attached to it. That looked super cute and fun if that was something you were into. There was tons of people floating the river there on tubes. They had like a bus that picked you up and dropped you off. And then you could float down the river. And the restaurant we went to eat that night had a deck over the river. So we were watching all the people float down the river, which was really cool. So there were a few things to do. Tourist-wise, there was a lot of hikes around that area. There's lots of waterfalls in the entire stretch of the Great Smoky Mountains. But yeah, lots of stuff to do. This town was actually about an hour-ish south of the national park, but very close. It's kind of like the gateway into the big mountains, the Appalachian Mountains. So then the next morning, we woke up, had breakfast, and then headed up towards the park. Drove through a bunch of other really cute small towns. And then when you hit the park entrance, there's a visitor center. We went and checked that out. And when you go to the park, because the highway goes through the park, you don't have to buy a national park pass for it, which I was kind of surprised about. So there's like, I don't know if you've ever been to any of the other national parks, but like when I've gone to like Zion and the Grand Canyon, there is a line of cars waiting to get into the park because they're going one by one to pay to get into the park. And sometimes I've waited in line for like an hour just to get into the park. This park is not like that. You do not have to pay if you were to just drive through, which I thought was amazing. But we did stop at the visitor center because if you do plan to park and get out, they have a parking pass and it was $5. Which I thought was crazy. So we got a parking pass because we weren't planning on hiking just because we had the toddler. But we wanted to get off and just kind of walk around, stretch, look at some of the different sites. And so we bought a parking pass for $5, which is bananas. So we pulled off and stopped in several of the locations, walked along the creek, let my daughter play in the creek. Just took a bunch of pictures, and there's just so many hikes within this park. So if you are a hiking person, there are multiple options from like day-long hikes, overnight hikes, 1 mile, little small loops, lots of different options. A lot of the like main trails parking areas were overflowing and people were waiting and trying to find parking spots because they are so popular. There was one that was very, very busy in particular, and my sister was telling me that the trail, I think it was 10 miles up and 10 miles back, if I remember correctly, and I don't remember the name of the trail, but she said you can go up, and then at the top, there is a restaurant, and they use, like, donkeys to haul in all of the stuff, and so you can, like, go up there, hike, and eat, or, like, stay the night, and then come back out, which I thought was really cool, so lots of options for hiking, lots of wildlife viewing. If you were to get off of that main highway, like my sister said, there's tons and tons of bears there, and that's like kind of what they're known for. But we did see some elk, which I thought was pretty cool. So it takes an hour to drive through the highway if you don't stop. Obviously, there's lots of pull-offs to take pictures and beautiful views, all the different hiking trails. There's a few parking lots throughout it, but most of them are just like pull-off turnouts. So we drove through the park, and then on the other side of the park, on the north side in Tennessee, once you get through Georgia into Tennessee, is Gatlinburg. And this is like the main city that is known for being like the gateway to the national park. And Gatlinburg is very, very touristy. Lots and lots of, as I call them, like tourist traps. It was a really cool city. I liked seeing it, but I probably would never go back just because it was so touristy. There was a lot of people, lots of restaurants. They have amazing food. Like, there's so many food options. I did like that because I'm a foodie. We also stayed at a Marriott here as well. I believe it was a Fairfield. And we, again, it was like 32,000 points. My sister had a free night certificate, so we used her free night certificate at that one. And both Marriotts were really, really nice. We had a really good view, actually, in Helen, Georgia, of like the downtown and everything. It was a really pretty view. The one in Gatlinburg, if you were on the one side, you had a balcony with a really pretty view of like downtown Gatlinburg. But we didn't get to stay on that side, so we were on the back side, which didn't really have much of a view. I will mention the one in Gatlinburg is right off of the main strip, so we were able to walk absolutely everywhere. We never had to drive anywhere around Gatlinburg downtown. The one in Helen, Georgia was a little ways from downtown. You probably could have walked if you wanted to, but we drove because it was a little bit farther. So just so you know in relation. So Gatlinburg was nice because we could just walk around, walked and went and got dinner and lunch and all that kind of stuff. So there's like all these like Ripley's Believe It or Not things in Gatlinburg. There was like an aquarium. There's two gondola areas that take you up to the tops of the mountains. And I'll talk about the one that we did. There's lots of the mountain roller coasters. So just lots of like touristy things for you to do, spend money and do. But you could just walk around and go to the shops and stuff, or just stay there and go enjoy the park all day, which is mostly what we did. We just pretty much stayed the night and ate there. But we did get in probably like around 3 in the afternoon. And so we went to, and I'm going to butcher this, the name of the park was Anakoniska, I think it was. So it was a park that was up on top of the mountain, and you paid at the bottom. It was like $30 a person or something. And then they had gondolas that took you up to the top. Gondolas and then like the ski lift things that you sit on and go up. And so you pay, you go up to the park at the top, and you walk around up there, and it was really, really well designed. There were multiple restaurants up there, places. They had like little food carts everywhere, and each food cart was like a different state. So you could go get, they had like margaritas and tacos for New Mexico, and you could go get a hot dog here. They had like an apple strudel for like, I forget which state it was, Maine. There was like lobster something. So it was kind of cool. There was lots of different food options. Lots of restaurants. There was a really cool bar that had like a beautiful view of the Smoky Mountain National Park. Because you were so high up, you had really pretty views. And it was just kind of like a walkway that you went through and walked around. But the really cool thing was, and we didn't know this when we bought our tickets, it was super kid oriented. So there were multiple playgrounds for the kids to play at, which my daughter like absolutely loved it. So there was one that was like a rope bridge through the trees. And so like each little rope bridge had different like obstacles and stuff. And then you could like go in through the tree. And so she loved that. She played in there for quite some time. They had another one that had like a big trampoline stretched out and like towers that you could climb up the towers with slides. It was probably like 4 or 5 stories of different slides going down, and then you could go back up. There was a lot of big kids playing on that one, like on the trampoline and stuff. And then they had a splash pad, and then another playground. There was a concert going on with live music and people are just sitting there drinking and enjoying the views. And then the really big thing that a lot of people go up there for is the rope bridge that goes through the treetops. And so you walk through it and you go from tree to tree, and at night they light it up. And then I guess for Christmas, they really do a big Christmas light display up there. And so a lot of people like to go at night and walk the rope bridges through the lights, like through the trees. But that was a really cool part of it. So we actually enjoyed that. I didn't think we were going to enjoy it as much. We had to wait in line a while to get to the top, but it was worth it. And it was really, really kid friendly. So I liked that. My daughter liked it. So we did that for the afternoon, got dinner, and then we woke up and went to the Pancake House for breakfast. Highly recommend going there. They had a million different pancakes and crepes on the menu. They were so good. And you got like four pancakes on a plate. Like you could split the meal with somebody, but it was really good breakfast. So we enjoyed that. And then we drove back through the park and then headed back to my sister's house in South Carolina. So if you are a big outdoors person, this is a great place. Also, where Gatlinburg is about a half an hour away is another town called Pigeon Forge. We didn't go there. My sister's been there. It's another really big tourist town. Lots of things to do. Like both of those, Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, they have like escape rooms. They have miniature golf, the aquariums, the sky parks, the roller coasters. Like there's so much for you to do that it really can fit everybody if you're not like the outdoors person that wants to go hiking all day or whatever. So there's kind of the best of both worlds for all of them. There was also a park playground really close to our Marriott hotel that my daughter went and played at for a while as well. So really family friendly and a little bit of everything for everyone. So if the Great Smoky Mountains has been on your radar, I would highly recommend going. I would definitely stay longer than I did. It's worth staying a couple of days because the park is so big. There was another visitor center too on the other side that we never even stopped at. So there's lots of little places to pull off, to go hiking, to go explore and see. We definitely didn't get to see everything. And so definitely stay for a couple more days. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And let me know if you are planning on going to the Great Smoky Mountains. I would love to hear when you're going and help you do some planning. And if you ever have a destination that you want me to review or that you want me to go to, please let me know. I've been to several of the national parks, so I can talk about them as well. But I want to let you guys know about the places you're interested in going. So if you have a place that you would like me to highlight, send me a message, send me a DM, and I'd be happy to do an episode on it. So, as always, thank you for being here, and I will see you in the next episode. Okay.